more than a decade, Los Angeles-based photographer Scott London has taken thousands of pictures at Burning Man, where once a year, tens of thousands of people gather in Nevada's Black Rock Desert. His images feature the metropolis dedicated to community, art, and self-expression. They capture the massive art installations aglow with fire, the sweeping desert landscape lit by dawn, and of course, the burners in outrageous costumes or no clothes at all, on stilts, on bicycles, in drag, colorful and vibrant, contemplative and captivated. London has covered the event for Rolling Stone. His images have appeared in Newsweek, Vanity Fair, and National Geographic Traveler, just to name a few publications. And now he's bringing a select number of photographs to Telluride for a special exhibit in conjunction with the Telluride Fire Festival taking place this weekend. London's show opens Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. with a reception and book signing at Telluride Gallery. Kodo News caught up with him on his drive to Telluride Wednesday afternoon as he was about to cross the Mojave Desert. I'm sure you've been asked this so many times before, but tell me about your first Burning Man experience and why you felt inspired to make that the focus of your work.
Well, I had no real interest in going to Burning Man when I first heard about it. I had seen images of people doing crazy things in the desert, you know, and I thought that that's probably not for me. If I ever make the trip to the Black Rock Desert, you know, it'll be, you know, to enjoy the beauty and the serenity of the place, not to share it with tens of thousands of other people. But my girlfriend had gone with some friends of hers, and I came home insisting that we go together the following year. And so even though I put up a lot of resistance, I eventually gave in, mostly as a favor to her. That was in 2004. And one of the things that happened to me when I got there was that I was so mesmerized by what a visual experience it was, that I felt that the only way that you can really capture this is through pictures.
What do you look for? Because there are so many interesting people. What do you really look to capture in your work?
I mean, Burning Man means many things to many people. And of course, for some people, it's just a big party. But it's also one of the world's sort of biggest outdoor art festivals. And so people come together, you know, from all over the world now. And, you know, artists from all over the place come together to exhibit their work. So, but then there's this interesting aspect to Burning Man, which is that it's something of a social experiment as well, where people go off the grid for the week, and then they create this temporary community that, you know, exists for only 1 week, and then afterwards the desert is scrubbed clean again, and everybody disappears, and it returns to a state of nature. So it's a very ephemeral kind of experience. And afterwards, really, the only thing we have left are the memories and the pictures. So I feel that photography has a real sort of an integral role to play in helping to document and show, you know, just what is possible.
I'm reading in your bio that you have a background in print and radio journalism, and I'm curious, as a photographer in this sort of atmosphere, Burning Man, have you ever had to put your camera down to help, or have you ever run across an ethical situation at Burning Man?
I think that's a really good question. One of the principles of the event is no spectators.
Mm-hmm.
And for a photographer, that presents a bit of a dilemma, because what do you do at an event if you're not standing on the sidelines, you know, looking in?
Right.
As a photographer, we do that sort of without realizing it. We're always standing on the sidelines. We're always kind of trying to be objective observers and trying to faithfully record things. And so how can you, as a photographer, still sort of immerse yourself and be part of the experience and to use it as an expressive medium?
With an exhibit like we're going to see here in Telluride, how do you whittle down what photos you want the public to see?
I don't know if there is an easy answer to that question. It's always hard. But in this particular case, I got great help from Baribel, who's the curator at the gallery. And she helped me to look through some images and to let me know which ones that she thought would be the best for the, you know, the people of Telluride and the unique clientele that she has at the gallery. Also, I try to stick with images that most of which are included in a book that came out originally in 2014, and we have a new and expanded edition that just came out a few months ago called Burning Man Art on Fire.
Burning Man Art on Fire. What do you want people who see this exhibit here in Telluride, what do you always hope that people take away from your photographs?
I love Burning Man because the whole event is organized around creative expression. And I think that all of us have within us some artistic impulse, some creative spirit that hopefully can find expression. And for me, that happened when I started going to Burning Man, and I've seen it happen to countless others. And I think that what Aaron and Chris and some of the others who are involved in the Telluride Fire Festival have created with the with this event that's happening in Telluride, I think that that has many of those same wonderful qualities as Burning Man, mm-hmm. but maybe on a smaller scale. So my goal really with the exhibition is just to sort of share some of that and try to find new ways to express, you know, our creative impulses.
Wonderful. I hope you enjoy your time here in Telluride, and thank you for talking with me and for pulling over in the middle of the desert.
Thank you so much, Kara. Much appreciated.
Again, Scott London's Burning Man photography exhibit will be on display for 3 days only in conjunction with the Telluride Fire Festival. His show opens from 4 to 6 p.m. Thursday with a reception and book signing at Telluride Gallery, where the public will have the chance to meet London. 19 of his photographs will be on display. The Telluride Fire Festival kicks off Friday and runs through Sunday in Telluride and Mountain Village. See the full schedule of events and workshops at TellurideFireFestival.org.